أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear families, dear mothers and fathers, dear children, to SOQ's Thursday night family night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is an honor and a blessing to be here in the presence of every single one of you, being here on the brink of the auspicious day of Arba'in, the day where we commemorate the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members and his companions. Millions are on their way towards the holy lands of Karbala, and millions are already there in the land of Karbala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our condolences to all the believers all across the world upon the Arba'in of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the third divinely appointed Imam. We send our salutations to him. Assalamu ala al-Hussein wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein wa ala awlad al-Hussein wa ala ashab al-Hussein. I'm sure you have all heard about the floods in Pakistan. They are quite devastating floods. As time goes on, the situation continues to worsen. Some of the current numbers are that at least 1,500 people have been killed because of these floods. 33 million people have been affected in one way or the other because of these floods, and almost close to $30 billion in damage has occurred. This is $30 billion in a country and for a people who don't have that kind of wealth. So it's a poor country, and the people are relatively poor. And despite this, now there's another $30 billion worth of damage. SOQ, Students of Qom organization, has tried its best to help the victims that have been afflicted by this flood. We have partnered with various organizations that are in Pakistan on the ground, helping with different matters, when it comes to the humanitarian aid, whether it's financial or physical. If you visit our website, studentsofqom.org, the details are there so that you can help these people that are truly facing a disastrous humanitarian crisis. As we had said, millions of people have already gathered in the holy city of Karbala. Millions of people are still on their way to the holy lands of Karbala. As Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, he says that Arba'in is a very unique medium. It is in Arba'in that very clearly the world can see very different values come together: courage and patience, steadfastness and honor, chivalry and modesty, and a whole host of different values that are seen in this procession of Arba'in in the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And despite 3 years of severe coronavirus restrictions, this year we have seen that many of the restrictions have been lifted, and once again millions of people are once again flocking and running towards this pivot of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, proving for everyone in the world that there is absolutely nothing which can stop or become a barrier to the movement and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Continuing on with our program, earlier we had talked about the floods in Pakistan, these devastating floods. We had said that on our website, if you go there, you will find that we are finding ways to be in contact with organizations in Pakistan that are doing some of the humanitarian work. Another place in the world that we as Muslims also should never forget, of course, is the nation of Yemen. So there is a recent report that has come out which says that 2.5 million children in Yemen are suffering from malnutrition. These are children that are apparently under the age of five. So very small children and a very large number, 2.5 million, that are suffering from malnutrition. So malnutrition is kind of a sugar-coated word for starving. There's 2.5 million children that are starving. And then there is 1.5 million expecting mothers. It said 1.5 million mothers who are also in malnutrition and suffering from malnutrition in the country of Yemen. It continues to be the world's largest humanitarian crisis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them. And this crisis, of course, is a man-made crisis fueled and promoted by Western countries, including the United States of America, the UK, and France, who provide weapons and logistical support to the Saudi regime, which is helping them to commit these crimes against an already impoverished nation. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Of course, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, where we are seeing these attacks on a regular basis by the Zionist regime against the innocent Palestinians. And so our prayers and our du'as to all of these different parts of the world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake and by the sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, help these brothers and sisters and give us the awareness and make us awake so that we realize that these are the issues that the Muslim Ummah is facing.